Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yudalud, Mishnah Dalud, Chapter 14, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Achim, there are two brothers, Echad Cheresh ve'echad Bikeach. One of them is a deaf mute, and one of them is a regular normal person. Nesuim l'shtei achayis pichais. And they're both married to regular, ordinary women. Mis Cheresh bala pikachas. And now, the deaf mute, who's married to an ordinary woman, passes away. Now, his marriage was not considered a bona fide marriage, according to Halacha. And now his wife falls in front of his brother for Yibum. His brother's a regular normal fellow. Says the Mishnah, Mayasa Pikach Ba Pikachas. What does this fellow, the normal fellow married to the normal woman, do? Because his wife is the sister of the Yavama. Teitse, the Yavama, the widow, goes out without Yibum and without Chalitza. Bishomachos Ishtoi, because she's the sister of his wife. Because his marriage, the normal fellow's marriage to the normal woman, is considered a bona fide marriage. It comes out that she can't be married now. There can't be Yibum to her sister because she's an Erva. She's a prohibited relative. Says the Mishnah, Mis Pikach Ba Pikachas. What happens if the normal fellow, the husband of the normal woman, dies enough, and then his wife falls to Yibum and to his brother? Now his brother's a Cheresh. His brother's a deaf mute. Says the Mishnah, Mayas the Cheresh Ba Pikachas. What should the deaf mute, who's the husband of the regular woman, do? His wife is the white sister of the Yavama. The problem is that marriage that he has to her is not considered 100% marriage. Says the Mishnah, Moitzi Ishtoi Beget. He has to divorce his wife with a get. Why? Because the Zika, the connection between the his wife's sister, comes from a biblical connection, and that prohibits him from staying married to his wife. However, his marriage doesn't have enough power to push away his wife's sister. And now the widow, the wife of his brother, Asur La'ilam, she's prohibited forever to any person. Because since he's a Cheresh, as we've learned previously, he can't do Chalitza. And he also can't do Yibum, because the fact that he's married to her sister, at least a quasi-marriage, that prohibits him from doing Yibum. So this unfortunate woman can never get married again. Let's see Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Achim Pichim, if you have two regular brothers, V'nisum L'shtei Achayos, are married to two sisters, Achas Chareshas V'Achas Pikachas. One of the sisters is a deaf mute, and one of them is a normal woman. And then the normal husband, who is the husband of the woman who is a deaf mute, dies. Comes out their marriage was not considered 100% marriage. And now his wife falls to Yibum, to his brother. What does his brother, who is the normal fellow, married to the normal woman, do? His marriage is considered 100% marriage. And the obligation to do Yibum is only midrabanan, it's only rabbinic. Says the Mishnah, Teitzim Echutshom Achois Isha. The halacha is that she goes out because it's Achois Isha, she's his wife's sister. Because even if it was a bona fide marriage, still she'd be pater from Yibum Chalitza. How much more so with this marriage was not 100% marriage. Meis Pikach Pa Pikachas. What happens if the normal husband, the wife of the normal woman, passes away and now his wife falls to Yibum, to the husband of the Chareshes, to her sister, the husband of her sister, who is a deaf mute? Mayasa Bikach Ba Chareshes. What does the normal husband, who's the husband of the deaf mute, do? His marriage is only considered rabbinic. And the obligation to marry, to do Yibum to his wife's sister, is biblical. Says the Mishnah, Moitzias Ishtoi Beget. He divorces his wife with a get, because he can't stay married to her because of the Yibum, that's quasi Yibum that's there. And now he does Chalitza to the wife of his brother. He can do that, he's a regular person, but Yibum he can't do because of the fact that he's married to her sister, at least rabbinically. Wishing you a fantastic, wonderful upcoming day and a great rest of your week.